So, as stated, I am Matt Garnett presenting for my boss, Michael Bauer, who could not be here today. I will be talking about looking at falls and falls prevention within the New York State Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. Falls in New York State are a big issue. They're the third leading cause of injury-related deaths and the number one leading cause of injury-related death among older adults, 65 and older, and account for 500,000 emergency room visits each year. While falls throughout the life course vary in reason and source and require different intervention tactics to prevent them, they are collectively a really big issue. So in 2012, 2014, and 2016, we have asked BRFIS falls questions. Two are core questions provided by the CDC and asked to everybody 45 years of age and older, how many times have you fallen and how many of these falls have caused an injury? And then the other two are state add-on questions, which are asked to everybody, and they were crafted by the National Council on Aging and asked, have you done anything to reduce your chance of falling, and have you done anything to reduce an older person's chance of falling? These questions are part of our ongoing evaluation program for our different falls prevention activities. So these are the outcomes of the falls questions. The first two columns show everybody who was asked the question, and the second two columns show everybody who is 65 years of age and older. In both years, approximately 2 million people over the age of 45 were estimated to have fallen, and 40% of those resulted in an injury. Between 2012 and 2014, people seem to have become less likely to reduce their own fall risk or prevent older adult falls. So we did some logistic regression to look at the circumstances associated with falls. Among older adults, being female, having joint diseases and depression were significant. And among younger adults, 45 to 64, other comorbidities played a larger role, such as cardiovascular disease and asthma, and gender did not. So we looked at the relationship between preventing your own falls and preventing older adult falls, and there seems to be some type of relationship there. People who prevented their own falls were more likely to prevent older adult falls, or perhaps the other way around. We're not quite sure. It kind of requires more research. But age is definitely involved here, where younger adults have a odds ratio of almost 4 versus older adults who have an odds ratio of 2.2. So in terms of the outcome of preventing older adult falls, we also did logistic regression to take a look at reducing your own falls. And reducing your own falls remains significant even when controlling for all these other things. So, in conclusion, reducing falls, and specifically older adult falls, remains a major challenge in New York State. Seeing as how the number of falls has not significantly decreased between the 2 years, and the prevention numbers, both for preventing your own falls and preventing older adult falls, seems to have gone down over between the 2 years, it's still a problem. And the link exists between people preventing their own falls and assisting in older adult fall prevention. And finally, this is just a good demonstration of using the BRFIS to assess population-level impacts of our programs.